Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back here for the 7 o'clock hour. Heat and Celtics, game five, man. Game five, and boy, this is... Going to be a fun one, man, to see who goes on that run tonight, because every game somebody goes on that one big run or has that one lopsided quarter and it knocks them out of the game. Nobody's been able to overcome it, although Celtics came close to coming back and having a chance at home, but didn't get that done. Of course, last game, 29-11 start for the Celtics, and you score 11 points in a quarter.
You're in big trouble.
You're in big trouble. Yeah. You're just putting a lot of pressure on those other quarters after you score 11. I call it high school scoring there.
Right.
It's probably not fair to a lot of the high schools.
No,
you say 11
not fair
points
at all.
in a quarter
18
there.
18-1 start? Yeah, that's not a very good start for any team.
Some ugly shooting, right. No question about it. But, hey, fresh start tonight. You're at home. You're two games away. Two home games you've got. And, of course, one up in Boston from – having a chance to move on Golden State didn't shut it down. It's now 3-1. The Mavs got to win 23s last night. Luka Doncic, big game, 30-14-9 for him last night with plenty of support on some 3-point shooting. So they get a 10-point win over Golden State. So now they'll head back and get ready to play in San Francisco for the next game. So we'll see what happens there, and I don't want to look ahead. Today's not the day to be looking ahead on that one, but I do want to talk about the all-NBA teams, the 100 riders. I always laugh about this one. Remember, Ira, I don't want to vote because I don't want anybody
right.
I don't want anybody mad because the amount of money that the NBA – it is amazing that the NBA lets 100 media members throughout the country, including all the NBA cities, have a vote for the first, second, and third team all-NBA. And contracts and max contracts and big boy contracts
right.
are actually worked and structured off being all NBA. So I want to ask you, here we go. All NBA first team. I mean, it's kind of hard to argue with this group. Giannis, Luka.
Right.
Just talking about Luka.
Yep.
Jokic.
Yep.
Devin Booker.
Yeah, maybe.
Jason Tatum.
Tatum and Booker might be the two guys you could flip flop with, maybe another guy or two, but that's fine. But other guys, no.
So Booker, he had a really good regular season. He did. He disappeared in a big game, which he's got to live with now. He's got to join that list of guys of not showing up at the end, superstar not showing up. By the way, those are the worst. Have a great season and then the big game. So that club's going to be getting bigger and bigger. But yeah, CP and Booker can join a couple of our hockey guys down here.
Right,
and
right.
There's a big club, whether it's hockey or basketball, can enjoy, I didn't show up and
Where
play.
Where are you now?
Yeah. Right. I want to be a star, but am I really a star when I don't show up in big games? Yeah. Right. So that was the first team. I mean, it's done, whether we agree or not. Second
there was
team.
One big name missing from that team, though, that all first team NBA.
Steph?
No. A big man.
Oh, you thought Embiid?
Because they're both eligible, if you read into all of it, him and Jokic were both eligible at forward. You could have had Embiid at power forward. You could have had Jokic at center. The way that it was kind of structured that way, that I didn't realize that until I read into the story. Because you can't be basically number two in MVP and not be a first team NBAer. Although it stinks because the other guy going to win it plays your same position. But the way it's kind of manipulated, they both could have made it.
All right, so Joel Embiid, second team.
Yep.
Ja Morant.
Yep.
KD, Steph.
Yep.
And DeRozan, who had, by the way, a great season.
I mean, agree with that one.
That guy turned the clock back about
really good this
5 years. 5 years ago, seemed like with San Antonio, I thought he might be done. And like he and, you know, his coach, Coach Pop, were about ready to like, hey,
this resurgence he had, just ain't.
And he got to Chicago, and what a season. Had a bunch of game-winning shots, and just, I got no problem with him at all.
Not me either.
Even though their team was very questionable. Third team. That's where it gets interesting. Trae Young, Towns had a nice season in Minnesota. Okay. LeBron, Chris Paul, and Siakam from Toronto, who you're going, wow, I don't know that much about him, but he had a nice bounce back season and played well. You got any problems with that third group? Trae Young.
Yeah, Trae might be the one guy.
Well, Trae got his ass like Trae going, don't ask the Heat about, please, just don't. I was really good, but don't be asking the Miami Heat about me being third all NBA team. So
Trae Young's the one question mark to me. Siakam deserved to be on there at third team because that team, Toronto was just good this year, and he was the best player on that team. LeBron, I mean, he almost led the league in scoring. So, I mean, he's got to be on one of these top three.
You want to hear a crazy one? I got a stat in there. However you feel about that third team, and there's some, obviously, there's two, you know, guys about the same age, LeBron and Chris Paul. You want to hear this? LeBron played in 57 games this year. 57 games. Wow. And I thought, wow, that's
yeah, that's weird.
KD played in 55.
I know.
So you start looking at the amount of games that these guys are missing.
Like, do we have to put a guy in there that's played 65 games?
Apparently not, because those guys all voted.
Should there be? I mean, do you think LeBron and Durant should have made these teams?
Then you wouldn't have anybody, because everybody's playing 60 games. I didn't look at Jimmy Butler. What did Jimmy Butler play? 57 games. Yeah. Jimmy Butler was in there, too, and I was going, well, maybe Jimmy, because he only played in 57 games, and I go, wait a second. LeBron played in 56. KD played in 55. Boy, the new league, man. We only play two-thirds of the season.
Right, that's it. So if you play two-thirds.
It would be comical to not have LeBron on a list like that, but when you don't even make the play-in tournament, you don't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's tough.
Why I got a problem with this Jokic guy. Like, I just, you know.
It's all regular season, though, Woody.
I know, but it shouldn't be.
Well, then you got to change the rule.
It should be the impact that you make on your team and on the league. I mean, this guy, Jokic, they have to take him out of the game. They have to take him out of the game at the end because he can't play defense. Because he can't move.
I've watched some games.
How do you put a guy?
I watched some games. I haven't seen Jokic taken out. So if you're telling me
he has been. I've seen. Okay. How can you be?
Because it's not because he can't shoot free throws or he can't shoot inside or outside.
Because he's the starting center for your Husky team. I don't understand how
you can be.
Has
nothing to do with Husky today.
But I don't understand how you can be that kind of player. You bounced in the first round. You get taken out of the games late because you can't move. How can you be an All NBA first team when you can't even? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
He got the benefit of the doubt also with that because of his numbers and the fact that their number two and number three guy were out all season.
I mean, he's a Steve Nash MVP. He's a comical MVP. Like, it's an absolute joke.
It's about regular season, and until they change it, you can't sit and bitch about a lot. Most of these guys are on it. You guys would probably agree. But Jimmy gets left out because he averages 21 points a game.
Yep.
Which is still the sexiest number, points per game.
Yeah, of course.
And for Jimmy, he gets no benefit of the doubt of being maybe the best defensive player of damn near every guy on that list, not named Giannis.
But throw all that out because he got his team the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. That should count for more than any of this nonsense.
It should count more than it does. I agree. So you're basically saying this thing was just coached up is what you're saying.
I mean, what do you think the Heat are without Jimmy Butler?
Not a number one seed.
Not the number one seed. They're, what are they, a fringe playoff team?
Correct.
Yeah, they're probably a playing team.
So that's why this whole argument is just, it's just silly to me. Like, Jimmy Butler, the impact that he makes on that team is, you know, maybe it doesn't show up in the stat sheet like some of these other guys who chuck up 30 shots a game. But that should count for more than these other stats and all this other stuff that we're giving guys like Jokic credit for.
Well, on the opposite side of that, if Jokic didn't play for Denver this year and was hurt, and they had Jamal Murray and Michael Porter, would they be the sixth seed in the West?
I don't know. Who cares?
Because they're
probably
number two.
No, but, they got bounced
no, but
so quickly.
But it's kind of the argument that we're giving with Jimmy. Joke. So we have to be fair. Like, Jokic got the sixth seed in the West by himself.
Jokic put up big
monster
numbers for everything.
Yeah.
Everything. So,
who's more important to their team?
That's hard to do because you take most of these guys out, Zach. Your team's not very good.
Okay,
you take out the top 15 guys from even Jimmy Butler. You take him. We can go through this whole thing. Giannis not playing in Milwaukee,
right?
What are they, a 7 or 8 seed? Maybe.
Maybe.
Luke is not playing in Dallas. They don't make the playoffs. Steph.
Well, we know Golden State is without Steph. We've seen enough.
Yeah,
of that
we've
over
seen
the last
that.
Couple of years.
They can't. So nothing against your thing.
No,
but
I'm just
but
saying
all
that's
why you
get
to
take
him out.
I don't know. I just have a thing for this Jokic guy. I think.
Well, no, you made that pretty clear.
Yeah, I just think the whole thing's a joke.
I don't know why you think he's such a bum. He's got some of the greatest skill set of all time, minus being a great athlete. But his movement and what he does, he's as good as anybody we have. Whatever you say, I don't care that he can't run.
He just doesn't impact. Obviously, doesn't impact.
He doesn't
anything.
Impact what?
Joe, if you're the best player,
you're saying stupid stuff now that he doesn't impact games.
Joe, you're the best player in the league, supposedly, right? Because you win the MVP and you're on the All NBA first team, right?
Yes.
And that's all that the best player in the entire league can get his team is to get blown out in the first round.
I don't know, man.
I mean, that's it.
I didn't
all
see
you're worth as the best player.
There's
in the league.
There's a couple guys that happens.
Don't tell
to,
me
though.
The guy's the best player in the league.
So I'm looking at the All NBA, and it doesn't say anything when they give these 100 voters, these guys that these writers that get the votes. I'm gonna see what's to say is our who's playing with them, and they're in playoffs. They've got to be a top 6 seed. Like, I don't see it. I'm sorry.
Then you can't consider Kevin Durant one of the best players. His team got bounced in the first round.
Listen, Kevin Durant.
Well, that was a very strange season they had in Brooklyn.
Well, I mean, so
it was because of him.
Same thing in Denver. Except it happened all season long due to them.
Well, Brooklyn's situation was a little unique.
It was a little unique, but look at the Jokic argument.
Between Kyrie and Harden, the fact that KD even got that team to playoffs.
But both those guys did play in some games. Jokic is number 2 and number 3 didn't play in any. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you do argument one way, but you got to look at it in all the different directions.
I'll tell you who I'm not sold on. I'm just not sold on Trae Young. And maybe a lot of it has to do. We just shut his ass. We just made him into a
nothing.
Friggin'
right.
Just
a role player.
Average guard in the NBA, which still, listen.
He is like the poorest of poor man, Steph Curry. That's all he is. He's a chucker, and he puts up numbers.
He didn't put up any numbers against the Heat.
Because you can shut him down.
Says, if they let people get physical with me, I'm in big trouble. We know that. All right.
I would put Ja Morant on the first team over Booker or Tatum.
You don't have to worry about Ja. He'll probably spend the next 10 years on that.
I'm just
saying.
I just think that.
You don't have to worry about him.
What he did with his team this year.
That guy's a freak show.
Yeah.
So you know what his problem is? They're really good without him.
That's true, right? It's my
Jokic. They're really good without him. Like, they got a really good team. Like, watch out next year with that group and that wealthy-ass owner.
Right.
Hell of a combination. All right, right now I want to talk to you about the other part of sports we don't like talking about a lot, and that is sports-related injuries, man. We're lucky, though, because we have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. I'm going for a little more Achilles rehab today, matter of fact. So glad to find out I didn't need surgery at this age. Nobody wants to have surgeries in your 60s. It sucks. But when you talk about great sports medicine programs, Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, a big part of Baptist Health South Florida, which is growing, getting bigger and better for all of us to take advantage. But that sports medicine program they have put together is one of the tops in the country. I notice a lot of famous college and professional athletes are making their way on top of Inter-Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. So when people ask me where do the pros go and college athletes and high school athletes, they want to go see those top specialists because they know most of their practice every day has to do with sports-related injuries at all for all different ages. Whether your kids are playing a lot, sooner or later, we do know one thing. Everybody gets injured playing sports. Everybody. The bad part of it is that just happens. But we got such great specialists for the knee, the shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. I can go on and on with some of the great specialists they have in Dade and Broward County. Got a brand new beautiful facility on 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. Dr. Swartzen's up there. All those great doctors that they have. Again, we're real lucky up in Broward now. Yep, you don't have to go all the way down to Dade County to see those great doctors. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. Get you back out playing.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The sports you love the most.
I mean, it's nothing weird. You know, at first I thought it was going to be something crazy, the ball going all over the place, but Tua actually has, you know, probably one of the prettiest balls I've ever caught in my life, so... it's very catchable. I don't want to continue because the more I talk, the more it sounds weird. So, Tua is a very accurate quarterback. That's all I'm gonna say. I just feel like football is all about confidence, you know. And I'm very confident in my quarterback, you know. So I just feel like, you know, if I'm able to like help him get all the confidence in the world and push other guys to push that confidence into him, then the sky's the limit for the guy, you know, because he's a heck of a talent, you know. Has crazy arm strength, arm talent, you know. So, like I say, man, we're all excited, you know, just to watch him sling the ball each and every day.
Say what you want, but no better hype man right now than the Cheetah, Tyreek Hill, for Tua come this season. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to one of our buddies, Kyle Krabs, at Grinding the Tape on Twitter. He's from the Draft Network, hosts the Locked on Fins and Draft Dudes podcast as well. Kyle, welcome back to the show. It's been too long.
Man, how we doing, guys? It's good to catch up with you.
Kyle, yeah, man, it's been kind of fun down here to watch the Mike McDaniel rehab job he's doing with this offensive part of this team and getting it going. You just heard Tyreek Hill talking about Tua Tagovailoa. What were your thoughts? Tell you what, man, from love from the top down to the players, boy, I'll tell you what, and the way Tua's actually been throwing the football, he didn't practice yesterday, but last week I know people are going, come on, Jonah. I said, no, man, he's throwing it a lot better. What are your thoughts on what they put around to his chances of really having a good season?
Yeah, well, I think you go back to the evaluation process for Tua at the college level, and from his own physical standpoint, right, he obviously incurred a major hip injury that required a lot of rehab, and that took away from training, and then this offseason feels like it's the time of year, or the first time in his career in which his training has been able to kind of be fully focused on getting bigger, faster, stronger, and being fully repaired as compared to rehabbing the hip or rehabbing your fundamentals. And the evaluation of who he was at Alabama, they had like, what, four or five first-round wide receivers on the roster at Alabama, and you obviously look at the skill players that are around him here in Miami, and they've done a genuine job this offseason of trying to replicate the conditions in which he was playing when he was the player that he was at Alabama, and that's all you can ask for, right? Like, I know everybody has mixed opinions. The Dolphins fan base is very split on whether or not Tua is going to be the guy or not, but if you're going to give him an earnest chance, and the more that we've heard that's come out about what the last 2 years have been like from internally, if you're going to give him an earnest chance, putting him in the environment that is going to best replicate when he was at his best is the only thing that you can do. And I think they've done a really nice job of doing that.
Kyle, I want to ask you this because I've never seen anything like it in all the head coaching changes we've made in the last 20 years. A guy that has come in and openly told the media, I got to build the confidence back up of our young offensive line. The quarterback, he didn't say the quarterback, but that's obviously what he's done with positive reinforcement and the new zone blocking and how much it can help him with the system we're going to run. And he does it every day. I mean, he is the most positive. When he said it's over, it's a fresh start, you're going to love my system, and you're going to have success. That's what this offseason's been like for that offense.
Yeah, and I think you look across the league in the Shanahan disciples and where they have gone, regardless of what the identity of the individual rosters has looked like, where there's stud offensive lines versus offensive linemen that have the physical components that are needed but aren't hallmark players and blue chip players. And the same can be said about the skill positions. But, you know, a lot of these, it's traditionally, there's a lot of condensed set, a lot of pre-snap movement, a lot of play action passing and really stressing eye discipline of the defense. And that creates a lot of voids. And then you take what Miami's put into it as far as the speed that they have. And if you give them a crease, they're going to take a mile. So that's, there's a lot of successful offensive play in a lot of stops across the league with varying degrees of talent levels. And I think that's what gets so many Dolphins fans so excited, is knowing this offense, it does work, and you have to execute it, but it does work conceptually in creating the kinds of things that Coach McDaniel's talking about wanting this offense to be for Miami.
Kyle Krabs joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. I'm going to stick on the offense, but go to the line for a second. Connor Williams trying out, or, you know, working in a little bit at center. What is this say to you for the Dieter confidence, or do you just think that they want to make sure that Connor could play both? You know, what do you see, or what are you thinking when you see Connor Williams now kind of doing some reps at center?
Yeah, well, it's still early, so I'm not too anxious about it, but I know Joe and I had this conversation last year about musical chairs for offensive linemen, and I'd really love for them to get, if they get into training camp and decide pretty quickly, we're going to keep guys at certain spots. But I know it was reported all offseason long the Dolphins they're looking to add competition at center. They're looking to add competition at center. What never really came, and I don't know if it was because the board didn't fall that way in the draft the way they wanted to, or maybe they're still waiting on a veteran center that might still be out there on free agency that is taking his own time with his own process. But that was a pretty consistent bullet point on the reporting of the interests of the team that never happened. So I don't know if this is kind of their answer to that, to just make sure, hey, we've got some positional flex if we need it. But I know Connor Williams has played a lot of football already. He's still a young player. But I would very much like to see personally his landing spot be the same landing spot that it has been for him to this point in his NFL career, to keep McGuard and either build on Michael Dieter, or if you don't have confidence in Michael Dieter, then let's go ahead and put a competitive offer to bring someone in to have that competition if you feel that's what you need.
Kyle, the craziest part of this team and the makeup of everything, and we're talking about this offense and all the free agent players they brought in for the offense at just about every position, including taking care of the left side offensive line and three new running backs now in, veteran running backs who have had great success in the National Football League. But the defensive side of the ball, I have never seen anything like it where you've got 14 or 15 of your top players. If you were to rank them in different packages, you've got them all back, plus your top pick is going to, I'm guessing, get a chance to work in some of those dancing seven packages as well with that great speed. I've never seen anything like this. And having them all back with success, and I know they're not going to just play, you know, weak sisters every week, but I really like the fact that they kept Brian Flores' defense. A new head coach kept the old guy's defense in place with the same coordinator. I like it.
Yeah, and what, is Justin Coleman the most high-profile Dolphins player from last year that's not on the team this year, yeah, on the defensive side of the ball? Right. Like, right. I mean, if you did it that way, you did it pretty good, right? So Christian Wilkins was asked about this yesterday after the OTAs, and he was asked about, you know, the continuity and what it does. And he says it's great, not from a complacency standpoint, but there's kind of that the understanding, the mutual understanding exists where he had mentioned Zach Sealer. And it's like, there's times where Zach and I don't even need to communicate, or me and Elan and Roberts don't even need to communicate. And he knows in certain down at distance and package situations, I might take a gamble or take a risk, and he's got to make me right and play off of me. And because we've done that now for as long as we have, that comfort level exists there. And I think that that's really exciting, thinking about what the install can be. Because I know that was a part of the Dolphins' slow start last year, and there were a lot of questions on the defensive side of the ball as far as why they did start so slow. But, you know, 2020, they had the big spending spree and brought in the Kyle Van Noys and the Shaq Lawsons of the world, and those guys were one and done. So you had prominent players stepping into some of those other spots, plus Javon Holland on the back end, and we know how important the free safety position is in this defense as a signal caller. So that all now being the same, I think you're expecting a quicker start on the defensive side of the ball. And as you referenced, with however many guys of the top 15 guys on the defensive side of the ball that are back, I mean, it should work that way. And I'm impressed that Coach McDaniel did stay with the defense that was in place and did all those interviews with defensive coaches and liked the system in place enough to keep it and trust the players are going to thrive in it.
Kyle, you like the addition of Ingram to the defensive line?
I love it. I absolutely love it for the fact that, you know, he has been, Joe talking about the dancing seven packages and Miami getting into some of their exotic fronts. Ingram's been a guy throughout the course of his career who, he's not a really long dude. So he wins in a lot of different ways. One of the ways that he wins is working over top of guards and rushing inside. And you think about Miami, some of their positionless defenses where guys are moving all around and you've got guys lined up in different spots. And Melvin, he could play 3-4 outside linebacker. He can play reduced inside from a two-point stance and be mugged up over top of a guard. He's very much somebody who can win with short area quickness and reduce surface area and get underneath the guards and flatten. So, and then there's the veteran component and what he's been in the league for a decade now. And for a defense that has a lot of young players that are impressionable and would certainly benefit from having mentorship in the same way you're expecting Teron Armstead to do that on the offensive side of the ball for the offensive lineman. I think it's a great signing. It's a low-risk signing. I don't think you're signing him expecting him to play 75% of your snaps, but when he's on the field, it's going to be money-down situations, and you'd expect him to make plays because that's all he's done his whole career.
Kyle, I leave you with this one. Just watching this thing as they put it to put this together. Three guys that need to make a big jump, and I think the team knows this. Jackson, Eichenberg, and Tua Tagovailoa are the three guys that if they play and they get coached up in a new offensive scheme and the new zone blocking, and Tua with what they put around them, Those are going to be the three key guys to how far and the jump they make to catch up to some of the other players. I'm really curious to watch those three and see how much they improve this year. How about you?
Yeah, I'd agree with those names. I think one of the nice things about that is you're talking about two guys potentially competing for one spot, where Eichenberg and Jackson potentially competing for the right tackle spot. And we'll see how Teron Armstead's health works out this year. I know he's missed a handful of games in each of the past couple seasons. And then from Tua's perspective, like, I'm watching a lot of the San Francisco offense trying to get an idea of what it's looking like and looking at the concept. And I'll tell you this, for all the questions that exist around Tua, I take Tua over Jimmy Garoppolo right now. And, like, I didn't have to think too hard about it to come to that decision after watching San Francisco 49ers tape. So we know what San Francisco did last offseason. It's a complementary game. The team has to play complementary. But if Tua does take a jump on top of a quarterback that I already think has a higher starting point than what McDaniel's offense in San Francisco had last year alongside Kyle Shanahan, this team can really make things interesting down the stretch.
Well, with what they've added, they've got to make the big jump. There is no question. It's 9-8. You got to win another one to have a chance to get in the playoffs. And have we cut down the deficit between us and those Buffalo Bills? I never thought we'd be talking about the Buffalo Bills, the number one team. Not only in the AFC East, they might be the number one team in the AFC. Hey, thank you, Kyle. Really appreciate you coming on, man.
Yeah, it's good catching up with you guys. Take care.
All right, follow him on Twitter at Grinding the Tape. Listen to the podcast at Locked on Fins, the Draft Dudes. He is from the Draft Network. That's Kyle Krabs joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, man. I want to talk about something going on in Dade County that's pretty special that I know Dade County's proud of, and that is Chapman Partnership. We got a homeless problem. I guess everybody's noticed that at every stop sign and stoplight and everything else, the amount of homeless people right now in this country. But I'll tell you what, Dade County's put together this program years ago with Chapman Partnership, and it's just been fantastic. I love telling everybody about it. Every day it's about empowering the homeless on their path towards a self-sufficient life through comprehensive care. No, they don't want them staying there forever, grabbing a bite to eat and sleeping all day. No, no, no. They got such a great program from mental health. Doctors come in, the doctors come in, dentists come in, really help them get back on their feet again, get their confidence back, find a job, find a place to live. Matter of fact, listen to this. Each month, Chapman Partnership has more than 50 families and individuals move into stable housing to ensure their support and make that fresh start in their new home. That's where it starts, man. And I just want to let you know, this is where you can help us. We call them Chapman Partnership Move-Out Kits. $500. And $500, you're doing a lot. Just like moving your own kids into an apartment, having to go out and get all these things. This kit includes things like bedding, towels, pillows, cleaning supplies, cookware, and so much more. It's a great start for these families and individuals getting back out on their own. And we're moving a lot of people, 60 to 90 days in the Chapman Partnership. And then we've got great success stories every month coming out. It's so cool what is going on. So go online to chapmanpartnership.org/event/moveoutkits, driver, just Google Chapman Partnership Move Out Kits, and you can provide a family with a move out kit. They're happening almost every day. We've got great success stories giving families and individuals a second chance in their life. So just a little bit can make a big change. If you have the money, you want to go on a $500 kit with somebody else, we really appreciate it. On behalf of Chapman.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Chapman Village, thank you so much.
And now, It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
I don't know what else to say there. It's just like nothing else on the map. I don't know.
Don't worry. Lynn said about a month and a half ago, we got a traffic person coming in.
Oh, well, that's good. Right, right. Coming
very
soon.
Excited. Very
getting close.
Excited for
coming
that.
Getting soon. Real close.
To theater near you.
Any day now, man. Any day.
You know
any
else
day
is,
now.
Very exciting. We got another fight scheduled here. Canelo Alvarez is going to take on Triple G for the third time. Instead of
must pay a lot of money if they're going to do it again.
Yes.
You interested in this? I can't imagine being interested in this. Alvarez just lost to some guy, Dimitri Bivol.
Yeah.
Who
jumped up in
the
weight
rematch,
class.
The rematch will be later on.
He said, listen, you mind waiting? I got a bigger payday coming with this guy. I'll come back to you, though. I don't mean this to be disrespectful, and I love boxing. Canelo does nothing for me. I know Vic's out there. I know he's a great fighter, one of the great Mexican fighters, maybe the greatest of all time. Just does nothing for me at all.
Sell ticket for you?
No, doesn't. Pay-per-view? Doesn't get me to go $99.99, $59.99, $129.99, last second extra money $99. Nothing.
You know, Floyd beat up whoever it was that he fought the other day. Floyd still looks pretty good, but I don't know. I don't know who's out there that you're paying for right now. Terrence Crawford's a fun fighter.
It's tough.
Heavyweights.
It's tough to figure it out, right?
I
like the heavyweights.
It's a tough one.
If they fight each other.
But the problem is those guys have had trouble getting together here. Well, so
correct.
You know.
We had Joshua look like that was going to be a good one, and he's lost a couple of fights.
Yeah.
He made too much money. He's done. He got comfortable.
Right.
Got a couple good paydays. I'm done, mate. I'm done.
All right. We go to tennis for this next one here. You know where we're going with this, Joe. We had a weird one here in the Stan Wawrinka versus Moutet match. Corentin Moutet.
You say those names right, Joe?
Is that right?
Not bad.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Close.
Is it Moutet? Is it a silent T? I don't know.
I don't know some of the guys.
So, listen, we've seen.
Just go with it,
we've
man.
Seen athletes of the, we've seen athletes of the softer sports complain about a lot of stuff. This one is maybe the weirdest one.
Soul timer.
See if you can hear from some of the audio here.
I know you think it's normal. So you call someone, he's been three changeover. I ask you some water. That's not freaking freezing because it's not good. And it's, you are in French Open and you cannot get normal water. You think it's normal?
He was complaining
he
that
said
the water
was
too cold.
Freezing.
So this brings me to something I don't know. And I know things have changed out there.
It's freaking freezing in here, Mr. Bigglesworth.
I always liked it cold too, but what are they saying now? Are these athletes saying I don't know. They must know something.
Too cold?
The water's too cold.
Water.
I don't know. I like cold water when it's
me too.
You're getting a massive sweat, but is there something now that they've you know, room temperature water? I don't know.
Do they serve Avion at that tournament?
Oh,
I got to
say,
Avion
stuff.
Is delicious water. You ever try Avion? You have it at the house. I know.
I can't answer. He sets me up to blast me.
Do you have Avion at the
house? No, I don't drink that.
You drink the Norwegian one, the Voss, don't you?
No. Why do we're just talking about a guy with cold water.
You use glass bottles. No, but seriously, like.
Such an idiot.
I can't tell the difference between water.
You got to try Avion. It's actually
I get Publix
water.
Right. I got lots of Publix
water.
Really?
Yeah. Lots.
Yeah.
That's it.
I only buy it.
I don't. Why do I have to tell you?
But Avion water is really good.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's a big difference between our
water. I buy Costco
water
by the 40 pack.
I bet we did a blind taste test. You would be able to tell the difference. What's the one that's
this
made
isn't
by
like the Pepsi
I'll tell you what
challenge.
I can I
well,
tell
no,
you what
you
I don't drink?
It's made by Pepsi that they pour salt and chlorine into.
Can I tell you what I don't drink? Davey water.
Davey water?
Well, cuz
no
it's not clear. That's the reason why.
I got to tell you I've never had a cavity. Hint. I've never had a cavity in my life because I've drank Dade tap water forever. And they have a lot of fluoride in their water. It's good for teeth.
Yeah. It's a good point.
Well,
we got a little yellow in ours.
Yeah, and
your water's yellow?
Yeah,
and I'm Publix.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not drinking that Davey water.
No, I don't cook with it. I don't
there is
drink
no way.
It, nothing. Right.
Get up every day.
Yeah. Wait a second. If you cook a bowl of spaghetti, you're
I'm too close to that Vista
water?
View, man.
I literally will use Publix like gallons of water.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a water situation there.
I don't think it's a situation. It's just kind of what it's been like for the last 50 years.
Don't tell Stan Wawrinka.
Yeah, he won't come there. It's not. It might not be cold or warm enough for him.
Honestly.
A different color.
Those tennis guys with all those high-end products that are around tennis,
that's
if you ever go to a tennis.
Ass bleep right there, man.
Yeah, don't want to hear from those guys. That guy actually lost it, not over a bad call or a line call on
cold
the clay.
Water.
Cold water. That's a little weak sauce right there.
By the way, he lost to Moutet.
Yeah.
Moutet was drinking the Publix water.
Best days are gone.
Yeah, they gave Moutet nice room temp water.
Right.
He's
so
like
he's
excited.
Actually had a great career, but.
Who? Wawrinka?
Yeah, Wawrinka.
Wawrinka, he won like three. I saw three.
No. Players. So he's actually really good, except the problem is.
Water?
The guy
he's
that.
A biatch?
No. Problem is.
Steve S.
Roger Federer's from the same country.
Oh, yeah.
So he's taking a big bag seat.
Right.
Like I'm sitting in the front, you're in the back.
Way back. Even as number two.
Fed seems like he'd be soft too, though.
All right.
All those Swiss chocolates and all that.
Yeah, okay. You're not soft, Woody? Yeah. I was like Woody, like the softest guy on radio. Hi.
Charmin back
there. I'm Woody, the softest man on radio, and I'm going to rip all the other ones. Go ahead, Woody. What else you have?
Own segment for
all right, guys. Very generous here of the state of Florida to provide this year. We have the Disaster Preparedness Sales Tax Holiday that will start this weekend. It'll run from May 28th through June 10th, and generously, they're going to cut the 7% sales tax out of your disaster supplies here. That is... And 7% over Miami-Dade and Broward County. So, really just tremendous here. Every thousand you spend, you'll save 70.
Buy some Publix water.
Just awesome.
Some Costco water. Not Evian water.
Says you can buy batteries, a lantern, a radio.
We know what runs out at the store when there's a – we understand.
Hollywood, you own a lantern?
A lantern. Like, what's his name? Paul
He's
Revere?
In a condo. He doesn't have to do anything.
No, I have to evacuate.
Right. That's true. First,
you got your family
floors,
not too
you
far
see the
away.
Last
you're very
time we had
lucky.
A hurricane down here, Brickell was like 9 feet underwater.
Yes,
bro.
It was.
They don't have a drain in that whole area
the
down
whole
there.
City yeah.
sprinkles and it floods. Someone's on it. I'm sure someone's floods. On it.
Such a dumbass.
Right. And our final story here. If you've noticed more unpleasant people than usual in South Florida, it's because New Yorkers are coming down here in record numbers. A total of 21,546 New Yorkers swapped their driver's license for Florida licenses during the first 4 months of this year. That is a 12% increase from the same period in 2021. And so far there have been, last year, 61,728 New York residents who moved to Florida. And it looks like we are going to surpass that number here this year.
Oh, that's great. A lot of Jets and Giant fans moving down
great.
Here. Coming down.
I just feel like New Yorkers bring very little to the table except for their money to buy our homes, but
yeah, that's about it.
Maybe pizza.
No, they don't bring their.
That's true. They can't bring the water down
right.
here. Yeah,
they got to use the you know
the
water
Davy water
there.
To make their pizzas.
A little hint.
Was it ripping the Davy water?
No, it's got a hint of yellow.
It's kind of ripping it. Yeah. It's supposed to be clear.
All right.
Didn't you guys have like a massive like sewage leak?
We've had everything
Fort Lauderdale.
In Davy.
That was Fort Lauderdale. Like that.
Maybe that's in your water.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, Fort Lauderdale has those huge, like...
You guys shower in it.
You know who, by the way, had it right connected to their house?
No.
The story that came out, I don't think he'll get mad.
Hmm.
He had to move out. It was Anthony Fasano. Those
bricks. No. Really?
All that crap came out was that
literally
Anthony
crap.
Fasano's
right.
house.
Hollywood, he's not lying. Like, it was
that
like...
Was his house?
Oh, my God. Poor Fasano.
He moves in.
Full of bleep.
He moves in that great area over there.
Yeah, it's a
in
nice
Rio
area.
Vista.
Right, right.
You know, Rio Vista on one side, Harbor Beach on the other, which I'm familiar with from
you
my other life.
You should know that, yeah.
But, yeah. So the
pouring
break.
Out poop.
So I'm talking to Darlington. I go, how bad is it? Oh, he goes, it's bad. He goes, you know who's got it? On their property, and I go for
oh,
the break.
God.
Fasano.
Damn, sorry, Anthony.
Fasano.
That sucks, man. That sucks. Probably doesn't smell good near his house.
Really?
Yeah.
You think?
That's my
good take this
that.
Morning. Oh, all right, listen, we've got the 8 o'clock hour coming up here.
God, that's gross. Right by his house? It's really bad.
Try to tie in athletes every story we tell. Hey, Anthony's got one, too.
I didn't know you guys had a water problem up by you.
I don't think it's a problem. We're just used to it.
I mean, you got a shower in it.
Yeah.
It's one thing to shower in. It's fine.
Right. My wife has a filter in one of the showers.
Come on.
She does.
Your wife does?
Yeah, she has one of those like thingies on the shower. Yeah.
Wow, is that soft? Wow. That's really soft.
It's soft, soft all you want.
Man.
That was, like Zach, just thing. Keep that to yourself next
Why?
Time about filtering
the
shower.
With the yellow water.
Why don't you boil it before you bathe her, too?
There are Davey Boyle things in the alerts. And,
they do. Yeah. You get them from time to time. Yeah. All right, right now, before we jump in 8 o'clock hour, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. We got one hot SUV family. We love telling people about every day. Hey, listen, you're looking for some new wheels right now, new or used, and you're starting to look around and, boy, spend some time at your South Florida Chevy dealer. These are the best overall products we've ever had, and we really think we've nailed it in 2021 and 22 when it comes to SUVs, all different sizes from the Tahoes and Suburbans with that brand new look and more space to the midsize SUV. Plenty of space doesn't feel midsize. When you talk about the Traverse, plenty of space for you and your family to be comfortable. And then our smaller SUVs, I'm told you, we got some for everybody. Trailblazers, Blazer, and Equinox. I think that Trailblazer is one smoking hot look to it, man. Silverado trucks, strong, durable, working trucks. You can't beat them. Silverado trucks, whether you need a full-time working truck, you need the family truck, doesn't matter. We got them for you. Every kind of truck. You name it, we got it in the color and style you're looking for. Convenient locations all over South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today, man. You're going to love your South Florida Chevy dealers.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.